You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your grace and your mercies upon our lives. We bless you. We thank you that tonight you are here. Your Holy Spirit is here to guide us into all truth. You are the giver of life. Therefore, give us life through your word. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. May everyone listening to me, those here in person, and those who are listening online, be blessed by your word. May they see the wonders of your word. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Everybody said, amen. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Please be seated. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is to be here. So, spiritual problems of people who do not pay tithes. Spiritual problems of people who do not pay tithes. Amen. You must not have a spiritual problem. You see, there's a spiritual problem if you have, it's in the realms of the spirit, if Satan is standing by you and then influencing you, it's like you have a spiritual problem. Like Satan is standing by you and has put a filthy garment on you. In the realms of the spirit. You see, we can't see a filthy garment on you, but there may be in the realms of the spirit, there's a filthy garment. Or, in the realms of the spirit, Satan is influencing your heart to take wrong decisions. There's a spiritual problem. You see, we are not addressing problems in the physical, like what we are seeing. This, I'm talking about something in the realms of the spirit, which obviously will be affecting you in the natural and will be making you take certain steps and certain decisions. Amen. So, people who do not pay tithes have certain spiritual problems. It's like there's a reason behind what they are doing. They are not honoring the Lord with their tithes. Has a reason. So, we started off. The first one is that people do not pay tithes because they are disloyal. So, the real reason is that usually they are disloyal. Hallelujah. Number two is because they are what? Rebellious. Number three, because they obey only sections of the word of God. Sometimes you obey only sections of the word of God. Number four, people do not pay tithes because they are greedy. It's greed that makes you not want to give what you must give to God. Greed is the reason why people are not able to sometimes come together, because maybe you have a big contract, okay, and then you have to execute a big contract. There are people you need to rope in because you cannot execute it. You need a big sum of money or a huge sum of money. The spirit of the work is such that you can't do it alone, but you want to eat everything alone. So you get to lose everything. It is called greed. That's how people are. But really, you have to come together. You have to pull resources together. Say, let's execute this. And when the prophet can look, we are sharing a view. You are thinking about how you can chop everything. Oh, I won't do it. I want to do it alone. But you are trying to go about it. The way you are going about it is simply because you want to eat everything alone. Greed. Is that not how it has been like? Those of you who have been executing contract. Yes. So people don't want to come together. And then even allow one person to front a big contract. Is this spirit? Is this same spirit that makes you not pay tithe? When you are taking 90% and God is taking just 10%, you don't want to give 10% to God. You tell me if this is not greed. What? A perfect case of greed. You know, let us be honest here. All right? It's true. Number five. People do not pay tithe because they are not spiritually minded. When you are spiritually minded, you know, let me tell you something. So, Every time I go through the points, it's like something comes up. Spiritually minded people will understand that. Sometimes when I'm with people, all right, one day I was with Reverend Atra, I said, look, the Holy Spirit is here. I said, as I was talking, we were chatting. There was so much happiness. And I said, the love in this atmosphere is not from anywhere. It's the Holy Spirit. There's a, he's a spirit of love. So the feeling of love that we have, can, as we were talking, I could feel the love. And he could also feel the love. It was so tangible. I said, the Holy Spirit is here. But you won't see it. But if you are spiritually minded, you will understand it. When there's so much hatred, there's Satan who has come to bring, somebody will slap somebody before you realize somebody has slapped. Who has caused it? It can't be the Holy Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when there's a good thought, you see, like, if I have a good thought towards you, I wish I can do this for you. And I think about it. It's a Holy Spirit that brings such thoughts. It's spirituality that makes you understand that. So spiritual mindedness will make you think certain things and do certain things. You will think about the things of God and not think only about yourself and your needs and what you must pay and what you must eat. Then suddenly, so, what about church? What about church? The last time prophet said electricity, 6,000 is now 18,000. Hey, what have I done about it? Because if my contribution was part of this money, then I must also increase my contribution. I cannot even think, it should even cross my mind that I wouldn't pay my tithes. I should even think about how I can support them more. Spiritual-minded people have a way of thinking. Yes, and greedy people also have a way of thinking. People do not pay tithes because they are immature. Okay, immaturity makes you not do the right thing. It doesn't make you think about other people that you must think about. The church is an entity of God. That's God's kingdom on earth. Maturity will make you supply the church with the needed materials for building. It's like that's your Christian responsibility. When you think about your responsibility. Do you get it? So think responsibly. All right? Are you understand what I'm saying? You must think as a responsible Christian. Ask your neighbor, are you a responsible, mature Christian? Some of you are not. Are not. You sit in church, but you are very immature. All right. Immaturities. Because the Bible says that, and I was talking about it on Sunday, it says, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, we have to go into maturity. And think about the things that must be done in church, that ought to be done in church. You get it. You think about salvation, the things that must be done. So many things have to be done. There are a lot of things. You think about crusades. That's why you support Ben MP. You give. It's like, Charlie, small, a little goes here, a little goes there. Maturity. Yes. If you are not mature, Charlie, you take your money now, then you go to the boutique and buy shoes. You don't think about school fees for the children. You don't think about anything. Anyway, say maturity. Responsibility. You get it. So you think about maturity and thinking in a mature way makes you think church. Because there's a time. The Bible says that. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. They're of age. A certain age. Yes, yeah, you have to be mature. There are things that, there are certain thoughts that must come to you at a certain time in your life. Yes. I mean, sometimes you can, okay, you are fooling around, you are a child, but at a certain time in your life, you can't afford to fool around. Do you understand it? You fool around, you are not going to do well. You can't play with your life. Okay? Yes. You can't. So for when for the time you ought to be teachers. All right, the time has come for you to be a tithe payer. Tell us about the time has come for you to pay your tithes. Yes. I'm teaching you this message, and I'm bringing this message to you in this season where people will think that we should be sharing. I'm teaching you this in this season because I want you to be a spiritual person. You must be a spiritual person. I'm here to teach you spirituality, not economics. Not economics and investment. What's the best way to invest? Which one? Who tell me what is the best way to invest? You are the one working. Yeah, I spend my time in church. I don't work in the bank. So you know the interest rate. You know interest rate is high. I don't know the interest rate in Ghana. I don't follow these things. I don't follow them. What's the truth? If you sit down, you're always thinking about the dollar rate. You won't do anything. You will not do anything. I think some people are waiting for the reversal. Father, have mercy. That's how you can think. And I'm hoping too. Don't you think that I also have that hope? But is that how you are going to plan your life? That's my question. Life. Whenever you are planning your life based on what somebody will do, know that your plan is likely to fail. Hello? Write it somewhere. I'm telling you something. When you are planning your life based on, okay, maybe he will give me this money, or maybe when this happens, like, it is not in your grip. The plan you have taken entirely or largely depends on the actions of others. You are not likely to succeed. Yes. Your happiness is based on, I'll be happy if she will cook for me. You will not get food. Then you will not be happy for the rest of your life. I will be happy if only she will do this. I will be happy if only she will do this. It will not work. So many marriages, the people are not happy. The husband is not happy. The wife is happy. I'll be very happy if she will do this for me. What if she doesn't do it? Then you are not going to be happy for the rest of your life. So I'm saying to you that you can't plan your life that way. I will pay tax if the currency becomes better. You are not mature. Hey, what? How come you think like this? If you want to poorly plan for your life, don't bring it into the church. That's not how we plan. Go and see all the companies. They are not planning this way. They are still planning to make profit and doing what they must do. You need to plan well, all right? Your planning cannot be, you know, depending on the actions of others. Try and control the variables yourself. Make the variables work for you so that you will make progress. Not depending on if I can get this, if I will get it, if this will happen, if I get a lot of money, you are not mature. You are not mature. You are planning poverty for yourself. If that's how you are planning for your life, you are planning poverty for yourself. Hello? Yes, I'm telling you very serious. These things, you will have to pay money for them to teach you this. So I'm teaching it for free. As part of tithing, I'm teaching you for free. Anyway, so the next point, number 8. People do not pay tithe because they are backslidden. No servant can serve two masters. Luke chapter 16, very beautiful scripture there. Luke 16 has these nice scriptures. No servant can serve two masters. He will hate one and love the other, or else he will hate the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Beautiful. Huh? You can't. So, this scripture is just saying to us and showing us that you are either in the spirit or you are not in the spirit. You are either serving the Lord in a particular way or you are not serving the Lord. You see, it's like you are either serving God, following God, or you are backslidden. You can't be here and there. Many people have the lukewarm thinking. There's the lukewarm thinking that makes you think that although you are not paying tithe, you are still a spiritual person. You are backslidden. You are backslidden. You have to think about it. You cannot serve the Lord and say that your money there, it doesn't serve the Lord. Tell your neighbor that. All the people in you can't serve God and convince yourself that you are serving God, but as for your money doesn't serve God. You are joking. You have to answer serious questions for yourself. If you want to really serve God, answer some serious questions. You must be honest with yourself. Not even just sit down and discuss with yourself and know whether you are honest with yourself. How do you send your money? People pay political dues, even political dues. Your party has not won power for some time, you still pay dues. People are sitting here, maybe they pay political dues. That one, they are paying. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? And you are convincing yourself that you are not backsliding. You are. Do you know you can be in church, but you are not flowing. You have become very unspiritual. You are just there, not flowing. We are talking about, okay, that my house may be filled. Everybody's flowing. You are not flowing. It shows your backslidden state. What are your efforts? The efforts you put into a Sunday service. What do you do? It's important. People are doing outreaches. You are moving. What do you do? You sleep and come. These are the things we should look out for. So you are not really in the flow. You've gone back. You are in a backslidden state. That's why it says that you can't be here and there. It's either you are here or you are there. So there are a lot of Christians who are backslidden. So pastors, you must use this to assess. You have to use that to assess somebody who is flowing and somebody who is backslidden. You must. That's why sometimes it's important to check who has not paid this tithe. Yes, not that. I cannot come into your bank account. Political parties, they look at dues to know who is faithful. Yes. What should we use in the natural to show that you are really a lover of God and a lover of the church and you are flowing? What should we use? Your smiles? Your smiles? Ghanaians are the type who will not say what they are thinking. They will be rebels, but they won't show it on their faces. They are thinking wrong, wicked things. Oh, I am happy. Oh, there's no problem. Oh, there's a problem. Don't mind them. This is when people say, when you are, if any time you get opportunity to do marriage counseling, and then you are doing counseling, maybe the wife, something comes up. So, and the wife says, oh, me, I'm okay. Oh, please. It's likely 80 to 90% is not, she's not okay. Write it down. Reverend Eric, don't you think what I'm saying is true? That maybe there's something about her. So, as for me, I don't have any problem. He says, I don't have any problem. I'm saying like 90% the way, don't believe that. What she's saying is not true. Yeah. Yes. She really has a problem. She does. So I don't have any problem, only that I'm telling you. So I've learned not to believe that again. And back almost 100 over 100, I've been right. You can't believe it. That's what I'm saying. You have to be mature to understand what I'm saying. There are things that you have to say and leave the person to believe. There's a pastor, he said, what you are doing, we will not build the church. You know, she was building the church, but the people come, then she will give money to the people. You know, somebody's come, so I want to go for outreach. Can you send me 50 cities? Then she send it. Hey, Charlie, this kind of ministry there, you can do it, pal. None of those people are around here. Nobody. Meanwhile, when we were telling her, she wouldn't believe it. I said, can you not see that this is not true? She wouldn't believe it. She had so much money, she was spreading around. Flying dollars. She's somewhere, the person said, wiring. Say, hey, pay you. Can you not see that there's a problem? Oh, now I send it. And one said, I send it. I said, look, they are lying to you. Look at it. I said, now, I have to leave her to now learn the ministry, because as I spoke to her, it was becoming to, there are a lot of people I just hold back. So it's okay, just do what you think is right and let it work. At the end of the day, if it works, fine. Yes, just let, maybe I'm not praying that it shouldn't work. I'm even praying that it will work and you come and show us how it worked. Your style, your new introduction into the ministry. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. So, there are a lot of people who are... You see, when you see somebody who does not commit his finances to church and God, you have to look at somebody who is gone back. There's something. He's in a backslidden state. It's like a word people don't like, but it is the case. Like you have gone into a backslidden state because you are not allowing your finances to go along with the work. Do you understand it? So, backslidden. Amen. Amen. Mature people pay their tithes. It's locked in your mind. No matter what, as for your tithes, you pay it. So don't backslide. Tell somebody, don't backslide.
Don't backslide.
No matter how long you have been in church, you must be a tither. Pastors, let us talk to our people. And if you don't teach them now, when they grow up, if they have just 10 cities and you can't teach them tithing, when they have 100 cities, they will not know tithing. When they have 1,000 cities, they can't tithe. It's the same thing. You have to teach them now. You gather people and say, where? Like, there's a time you take the card and say, why have you not paid? It can't be that you can't have anything. You don't pay any tithe. No. You are not scheduling for yourself a season for a harvest. Where is your harvest? And when are you going to harvest? Because you have not planted. You are not going to harvest. Hey. Tuwabodo gusuneni. That song is true. That sheep be. Wasabeka. Tuwabodo gusuneni. You see, we sing it. It's a song you used to sing. Huh? The song that you sing. The song you sing. Tithes. Bring all the tithes to the church.
Give all your offerings, pay all your tithes, oh give it, please give it.
Come on.
You will receive a harvest of many blessings, oh give it, please give it.
You will not receive if you don't give it.
I will open you.
Did you have the check?
For you are a blessing so much you cannot receive.
Oh,
give all your offerings, pay all your tithes, so give it.
What's it that you wouldn't give it? How?
I will open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing so much you cannot receive.
Oh,
so give all your offerings, pay all your tithes, so give it.
Look up, go back.
I will open you the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing so much you cannot receive.
Can you, don't you like this? Go back, brother. Hey, I want to read where you are going forward. Brother, go back a bit. Okay, there. I will open you the windows of heaven. Okay. Go on to the next one. I will open you the windows of heaven. Pour you out a blessing so much you cannot. Is that not what you want? But you cannot have it until you give it. I will open you the windows of heaven. Pour you out a blessing so much you cannot receive. I want it. Enyede, do you have the tune, the track? You have taken it home. No problem. I've taken it home, no problem. But yeah, to that they've not been able to. Is that not Richard? Play it. Aneba. It's coming. Okay. I think you can sit down. It will come when it comes. Don't worry, sometimes the system doesn't work. So we fight the system so that it will work. No problem. Is it not nice? What else do we want? If we don't do it, if we backslide, and many people are operating a Christian life, which is a backslidden Christian life. No, it's not like you are no longer a Christian, but you are a backslidden Christian. You are, do you understand it? No. Do you know, should I tell you something? I'll tell you a spiritual climate in Takoradi. Many Takoradians are backslidden, I'm telling you. No, it's not a joke. Takoradians, a lot of them, because they think that they are Christians already. Do you know how I know? They'll be singing. What are some of the local songs? Ankanto song. Ankanto song. Name. In the bathroom. A lot of the song, please give it to him. They'll be singing, but they don't even go to church. Wait, have you seen that? We'll call you again, don't worry. It will come. That's no problem, Kwa. We'll call you again. Please, let's finish with this one. No, two. Christian.
Many bring your beer.
Ah.
Makuma preaching saying me.
You see, you are singing. See, you know. Because that's the song they've been singing. You know, I don't know this. I've not heard it before. I don't know this song. Many people, Takoradi is known like Ghana is like a Christian nation. This place, that's how it is. But it is also a place many people don't even attend church. Many. They even fight people who are going to church. Say, you are going to church too much. Here. So backslidden Christian. So I'm not impressed with people. Don't be impressed. A lot of grown-ups. It's like, grown-ups, they've grown up. So, make a program. Don't be deceived. Christ, a backslidden Christianity. Don't follow that. Don't follow that. I'm telling you, don't follow that one. Don't follow that. It's a type of Christianity, but I'm telling you, it's a backslidden state in which they are operating. That's a type of state of Christianity. Lots of Christians, lots, who will be worshipping when they get the opportunity to go to church. Hey, you see their spirituality. They are not proper Christians. Don't follow their Christianity. How can somebody staying in the house call somebody and say, why are you in church? You are kept longer in church. What's our church? Eh? Somebody, today my wife was telling me something. This week, somebody who could travel for weeks and sometimes months, weeks, and leave the girl of about 13, 14 around for long. Then she's around and the girl is in church and will call and say she's in church. Like she's worried. When you are not around, do you know where she goes to? It's a shock. It's a shock. You'll be shocked. I know that for weeks she's not around. The girl is alone. Whoever takes care of her, the girl is there. But she's not here. No, she's in church. A girl has been to church. The girl is in church. So I'm just telling you that nice sounding words of such people don't follow. Don't follow. When you look at somebody and he's talking and looks spiritual, a form of godliness. Oh. Look, I'll tell you something. Should I tell you? One day I went to somebody who used to come to church. Used to be in this church. She used to sit here this way. I went to the house. Went to visit another person who was in the church. So just because something had to just go. When I arrived, then this person introduced me to somebody. He said, this is my brother who has not been in Ghana. I said, wow, whatever. Now, I don't want to, because a person, there were a lot of them who were all Christian. They were, that's all, how? I finished the exchange. Then when I left, later when and then one of the people who was not going to say, no, that's not the brother. You see, I couldn't believe that they organized to lie to me like that. They didn't need to. It was a group of about 1, 2, 3 old people who are mature, who came together and fronted and projected this man to me as, oh, they are a brother who has not been around. But this is somebody's husband that has been an inwewe to this. It's not a joke. I mean, don't be impressed with people smiling and saying that they are Christians. We are whatever. We are here. You are a child. Child, practice proper. Hey! Yeah, integrity here. So, no, it's not true. And I said, you're not quite. And the boy, yeah. But why did you have to tell me this? Hey, you see, I could remember the smiles with which you were telling me, oh, Bishop, I could see Sam. Oh, boy. This person, is it not a backslidden person who look at you and tell you such blatant, like, who brazenly tell such a lie? Come on. With this brazen boldness. Burning boldness. Sofo, the man was here, Heno. The man. You believe it, oh. Reverend Fee, I can remember that day. I was like, but you didn't need to do it. You didn't need to do it. You didn't need to do this. That's how they organized to lie to me. Oh, uncles, because they're pure. All things are pure. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. I wanted to say, oh, wow. So you have not been in Ghana for, oh, wow. What is that? I was just. But you see, my spirit was telling me there was something not so nice. Because the way the smiles were, there were too many smiles. So there was something not right. I couldn't put my fingers on them. And then the revelation came. So there are lots of backsliding Christians. You work with them. They are backsliding Christians. Don't follow them. Decide to be a correct type of Christian. Who pays tithes? You decide. It's a decision. Decide. I'm telling you. Will teach you the right thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Backsliding. Are you understanding the backsliding state? So you see a lot of people, they are actually in a backsliding state. So not paying tithes is a symbol of backsliding state, the backsliding state of a lot of Christians. It's the truth. Backsliding states. Hallelujah. Either you serve one and despise the other. Okay, you love that. Eh? I don't know what the Bible says. You hold to the one and despise the other. You love one and hate the other. People do not pay tithes because they have very little love for God. Very little love. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 3. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Now, this is David. The Lord says that. Don't build. You can't build because you are a bloody man. But he prepares because of his love for God. He says that because I have set my affection to the house of my God. Because of that, he actually stored up gold, silver, wood, organized. And what Solomon used to actually build was actually the organization of his father. Even when he came, when Solomon came into power to build the temple, he fell on the good connections and good relationship that his father had with some of the old kings, and then they brought him goods and some of the timber and some of the materials needed for the. It was David who said, he says that because of the affection he has for the church, for the house of God. David was always talking about the house of my God, the house of my God. Blessed is the man, the house of my God. He who is planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of our God. Always talking about the house of God. Always talking. Which house again? The house of God is important. And it is only those whose affection is set on the house of God who will give their tithes. Because they know that there must be beauty in the church. There must be beauty. There must be nice things, good things in the church. And it costs money. You know, we had two outreaches recently, and the sound things, you can't even believe how much, because we had to do an outdoor outreach. You can't imagine, it's gone, we finished, but to tell you the cost of two of them, you can't even believe it. No, you can't. Just of organization. So you can't have a lot if you don't have money. You need to buy instruments. You need to have microphones. You need to have cables. The cables are always breaking. This is breaking. This is not working. Always. That's why the guys are struggling at the back. Not because of anything. The mixer is struggling. Sometimes it goes off. Something is. These are the reasons. The sound. Because they could have played. Because I know that it has something to do with. Maybe I think the atmosphere. Shall I play the song here? Please come and sing the song for us. So that. Now it can work to make the atmosphere nice. Come and stand here. Enjoy yourself, all right? It's a commercial break. Please give us some volume.
Offering and the tithe, it is the Lord.
It is the Lord.
It does not belong to you. It is the Lord.
It does not belong to you. Tell somebody it does not belong to you.
You must pay your tithe. You must believe it is the Lord. For without tithing, there'll be no prosperity. When you pay your tithing, offerings in the church.
Wow.
So that there is meat in the
house. Tell somebody meat in the house of God. Tell somebody meat.
Says the Lord your God. When my house is filled,
let's all try and sing the chorus.
You will be blessed.
Sing it.
Give all your offerings, pay all your tithes, so give it. Please give it. You will receive a harvest of many blessings, so give it. Please give it. I will open you the window.
Please try and sing it. But why not look at somebody's mouth? When we are singing the chorus, at least look at somebody's mouth.
Give all your offerings.
But why not tell somebody? But why not let
your
mouth?
So give it.
When we are singing the chorus, try and sing at least the chorus.
Honor the Lord thy God with your substance.
Where is your substance?
The Lord thy God with your first fruits, so that thy barns be filled with increase from the Lord. Your bank accounts will burst with
come on. How many of you want bank account that will burst?
Whosoever
come on.
Sows the seed sparingly,
ah.
He shall also reap a harvest sparingly.
No.
He that soweth bountifully, reap bountifully.
Bountiful harvest, reap it.
God, he loves a cheerful giver, yes, he really.
Come on, let's sing it.
Give all your offerings, pay all your tithes, so give it.
Come on and give it.
Please give it.
Please give it.
You will receive a harvest of many blessings, so give it.
Please give it.
Say, I will open.
I will open you the windows of heaven. For you are the many, so many you cannot receive.
So
give all your offerings, pay all your tithes, so give it.
I think you can clap your hands. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Give all your offerings.
Pay all your tithes, so give it.
Come on.
thanksgiving.
You will receive a harvest of
many blessings. Many blessings. I will open you. May all your tithes are given.
Please give it. Give all your offerings. Pay all your tithes
are
given. Please give it. Give all your offerings. Pay all your tithes are given. Please give it.
Hallelujah.
So let me ask you a question. Is it that some of you, music does not work in your soul or what? I don't understand it. I want to find out so that maybe we'll stop singing songs here. Is it that when music does not work for you or what? When you hear nice songs, why? Ask your neighbor why. Oh, please. Oh. Why? Because you see, that's why Jesus Christ upbraided some cities. He says that, woe unto you. He says that if these things that were done here were done in these cities, they would have repented in sackcloth and ashes. If this kind of music was found in certain places, you are sitting down. Eric, but to anchor to and to anchor to be our hari. In our church, we sing our songs. Yes. We are not singing. You are waiting for anchor to. We are singing our songs. We better learn the songs. You are singing them. Don't you have to anchor to? Yes, tune you way out. And now, then you might never turn on the air tone. Are you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. We are singing. Tell somebody we are learning them. We are singing them. Who you man appear? Look at such spiritual songs. These are Bible verses. Bible verses. Huh? Tell your neighbor, allow music to work in your soul. Allow music. Allow music. You don't move to music, so you don't sometimes hear the Holy Spirit. That's why many people can't pray for long, because you don't allow music to carry you. Yes. So you don't know how to, in a very cold and icy and quiet environment. A bumper 5 minutes, you think you pray for 2 hours. You allow yourself the music. I can put music, one song on for like even 12 hours. I'm with it. See, they repeat. And it will be as fresh to me as listening over and over. That's how it is. Allow music to work in your soul. Tell somebody, allow music to work in your soul. So I'm talking about what? People who love God. Lovers of God. When you are in love with someone, you are emotionally obsessed with the person. You do so many things for the person. All right? I want to, I want to ask you, who do you love? Do you love your wife? Ask your neighbor, do you love your wife? You are told, do you love your wife? Those of you who are married. You are tall. The reason I'm asking is that, do you have a feeling to do things for your wife? The one you love. Do you have a feeling, I want to do this? Because it may be the sign that there's no love. Let's not do anything. You want to see your wife suffering. It's like when your wife is suffering, then that is when she's a wife. She's suffering. No, you don't know it. You think it's a joke. These are some retarded old minds thinking. When they see the wife is suffering, say, yes, or you're there. Mukase, mukase. So, ushe mukase. Ushe mukase. No, sin your man. Apana, wese sin na uche dem na. Would they wish them now? Change channels? No, senior ma, washing, cooking, taking care of the children, everything. She's suffering, and you are. You say, yes, some man, a mad man, send a juma, I don't know. She's suffering. There's one baby at the back. One of them is crawling around. She's washing the things, hanging, cooking. Hey, maybe I'm not ready. So what are you, what is this? No, it's the truth. You don't know, eh? It's the truth. What I'm saying is what people do. Without even thinking about it, that's what they are doing. It's like you are a very wicked person. You don't really love that person. Why? One of the things that I always didn't want. Like my wife would be washing. If there's somebody to wash or something to wash, because it will take away some time. Just like if I can organize that, anything that. I think anything that is, I'm able to take away from, her, so that she will not be tired. If I can, I will take it away. That's it. Why should she suffer? Even if cooking will be suffering that day, so don't cook. Because not that she doesn't cook, but at this point it is a suffering. Anna, yes, it's a suffering. So it's like serious. You know, she's tired, she's done. She says, Why? Oh, please. No. So you'd want to, if you love somebody, you'd want to do things. I said, these things, when I talk about it, look, I've said that people don't change, they will still not change. It doesn't move them. I'm not saying it because if you will hear me and then alter some of your ways, that will be okay. I pray for you. So you'd love to do things for the person you love. Do you get it? You'd like to always improve on their life. You'd want to. You'd want to see something. You want to see. But that's a feeling of love. It's actually the spirit of love that is hovering around in your heart, always making you think about, I've seen this. I want to do this for church. I want to give this for this. I want to give my tithe. So, giving monies for church and paying your tithe, there will be meat. When I say there's meat, it's like there's a lot of meat in the church. At any time the church needs money, they can fall on. It's like there's always money for things. There should always be money for anything. It's like, the church shouldn't need. Is there anything the church needs? No, there should be money. Then you provide. It is people who love God that have such affections. Love always has something to do with giving. For God so loved the world. You see, read the scriptures. You'll understand what love is. For God so loved the world that he gave. And when you read things about love, love does not do this. Love is not part of that. Love is all because love gives. Affection is always accompanied by giving. Yes. Affection is always accompanied by your giving. Always notice that. It's accompanied by it. You're giving. So when you don't give tithe, then you are looking at a serious case of somebody who does not have a love for God and therefore will not give. For where your heart is, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. And then vice versa. Where your heart is there, your treasure will be there. Where your heart is, your treasure will be there. Your heart is your affection. Your treasure is your money. Yes. That's why people are able to give cars. Yes. That's why people are able to give cars and not think. That's why I know someone who went to church with a car and left and said, look, I don't want to. I've given it to church. Left and went home without the car. Yes. Not that he has a lot of cars, but sold the car. So I'm giving it. Where there's love, you will give. You give till you don't even have. That's why I ask some of you, have you given that you have had to empty your accounts? Like you took everything from your account before. It's like in that sense. It's love that makes you do such things. It's like you gave all. Like, God, man, it's okay. Give it. You give it and finish and you know that. You've done what the Lord asks you to do. Then you start You don't think about it again and you start. Many people don't give out of love. It's almost like out of compulsion. So we are forced to give. It's like the tithing, they are forcing you to pay tithe. Who is forcing you to pay your tithe? Have we come to ask you your salary before? How can we even know what you earn? How can I know what you earn? I'm preaching to you and I'm leaving you to make the right choice. Yes. And the people we love, we encourage them. They're calling them. They say, oh, they force people to pay. Have you heard this before? When you say that, anybody you've heard say that, you see that the person, you have to see that the person is either a fool or an imbecile. Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? How can I come, Madonna, how can I come and force you like by force? I don't know your bank. I don't know which bank you save with. I preach to you tight and I will encourage you. But sister, it's the right thing. It's the right thing. But apart from that, what can I do? I can't do anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So the rest is up to you. Yes. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Love. People who don't pay tithes don't have love for God. A lot of people who don't pay tithes don't have love for God. May you love God. Be a lover of God. And pay your tithes. Honor God with your tithes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. The next point, the last point I'll give you for tonight, is that people do not pay tithes because they are ignorant. Ignorant. Ignorant men, unlearned. You don't know much. You are ignorant. You don't know much. You are walking around not knowing much. It is also a sin to not know a lot. There are things you must know. It's bad to not know certain things. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not good. You must know certain things. You must know what the Word of God says. Because you don't know things, you see, the lack of knowledge. Know is knowledge. Because the people who do know their God shall be strong. Who have knowledge of God shall be strong and they shall do exploit. Daniel chapter 11. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge, knowing, for the not knowing, my people were perished because they did not know. So ignorant people are people who did not know. You see, the Bible talks about Acts chapter 17, verse 30. But the Bible is saying that, open to Acts 17, 30. The Bible says that the time of this ignorance, God winked at. So ignorance is not knowing. But the Bible says that he's commanding every man everywhere now to repent. But there's a time when you are ignorant. You are a baby. You just started. But no, now it's not ignorance. It's not. Now, God is not going to wink at your ignorance because you ought to know. By this time, you ought to be strong. You ought to have proper knowledge about the Word of God. You need to know what you do. Yes, there are things you must know. Oh, nobody is coming to force you. There are things nobody will force you to do. That is what I've seen. So, better know what the right thing to do. You must know the right thing to do. Grow up into knowing what is right. Try. And God has overlooked it to a point. But now, you must repent. Change your ways. He says that now, there were some days he winked at them. He overlooked them. But now, he's commanding you to change your ways. Repent. Why don't you repent? Why don't you change? Why don't you turn around? If you are hearing the voice of the Lord, why have you hardened your heart? Why have you hardened your heart as though you can't hear God speak to you? Jesus said, my sheep, they hear my voice. So if you are not hearing him, you are not a sheep. You are a crocodile. You are an alligator. You are a snake. You are something else. You are not sheep. Because if you are sheep, you will hear his voice. John chapter 10 verse 4 says that, and he put forth his own, and he led them. He said he put forth his own. He put the sheep, his own sheep, he put them forth. And he led them. He went before them. He says that, and the sheep do follow me because they hear my voice. He said, this is a prophetic. Give us 10 verse 4. What I'm saying is 10 verse 4. Look at it. 10 verse 4. Look at it very well. This is, I'll show you something about 10 verse 4. 10 verse 4. 10 verse 4. He put out forth his own sheep and he goeth before them. He said, my sheep follow him because they know his voice. This is a prophetic statement. The fact that you don't know his voice makes you now, are you a sheep or what? What are you? He put forth. Give us New King James and you get to New King James or TLB. Okay, do you have New King James? He put forth his own. He let go of his sheep. He brings out, okay, give us NIV. Let's see if you have NIV. Or NASB. Do you have NASB? American Standard Bible. Good. When he puts forth his own, he puts them forth. And he goes before them. He goes. So some people are not being led by God. He's not going before you. And you hear his voice. Because you are a sheep. And if you don't hear him. How could I hear the sheep speaking? Because the language is like, you are an English man, you learned English, but a Chinese man is speaking Chinese. How can you understand it? You can't understand it. A sheep, you hear his, they know my voice. They know my voice. Goes before them, they know my voice. He speaks to you. Who's leading you? Who's going before you? How many of you want victories? It's one of the things I've learned. I want a lot of victories. I am looking forward to his voice. If you want victories, okay? Do you want victories?
Yes.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I want to tell you? Do you want to hear it? Are you sure?
Yeah.
One of the things that will guarantee us victories all the time is when you do what he said you should do. He says that, so I prophesied as I was commanded. Ezekiel. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Son of man. He said, the prophecy says, son of man, prophesy to these bones. Then he said, so I prophesied. So when you do it as he has, so you must know what he's saying and you do it and then you get results. Yes. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Always remember that. One of the reasons why David was successful in all his battles, the Bible says that he sought the Lord. David always asked the Lord about his battles. Should I go? And David, the Bible says, and David inquired. David inquired. So he did as the Lord asked him to. I wanted to give you a third one, but it's okay. That's the secret. So I'm showing you that as we don't hear him or know what he's saying, it's a problem for us because that is guaranteeing defeat for the Christian, guaranteeing defeat in your life. A lot of the struggles, you have to find out, is this what the Lord has asked you to? Look at what you are doing. Look at what you are doing. It's not the Lord's command. You've not heard him. You can't hear him concerning tithes. So you can't hear him in a lot of areas. You are hardening your heart. He's spoken to you about this basic one. This basic scripture. This basic thing about paying your tithes. You can't hear him. You hardened your heart. You will not hear him on so many fronts. So many things you will not hear. You will not hear him concerning your marriage. You will not hear him concerning finances. You will not hear him. There is something the Lord has for you about your money, about your finances, I tell you. If you will listen to these simple things that they are being taught from the Bible and you obey them, so I believe the Lord, you know, you should be able to go from here and say, I believe the Lord spoke to me when Bishop was preaching. If you go to church and you don't hear anything, you know, as prophet was leading us through flow and was asked, asking us to pray that you hear the voice. That you hear the voice of God now, even as we are praying. For you to come out and say, "I've heard voice, the voice of God," during the prayer, is what many people don't have. You should be able to lead this service saying that, "I heard God speaking to me." How? Through what the man of God said. Through what the man of God, I heard it. That's how God speaks. You must hear. If you've not heard anything, you just heard. Look, you shouldn't go back and say you heard preaching. You heard the voice of God. What did you hear from God today? What did you hear? What knowledge of God was given to you? That's how it is for me. I heard God. I sit in church and I hear things. Preacher, I've heard God say, "Do this." I hear them all the time. The knowledge of God is being imparted. It comes to me. But then the knowledge has come. It's God. Don't be ignorant in the church because you are hearing. You have become a professional hearer of messages, but you are still ignorant. Yes. You are always here. Be a hearer and know what God is saying you should do in the message. Don't be ignorant. Anyway, I think I'm going taking you too deep into the sea. We can end here. How many of you are hearing the voice of God? Don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant from today. Don't be ignorant. Come out of ignorance. All right? All right? All right? Is it a powerful message? Powerful. It's a wild message you have heard. Yeah. May God open your eyes. May He open your ears. May you hear. And may you know what to do. Become a tither. I've heard from God. I will never go back. I mean, it's a close case. I can't go back on this. It's not something to be discussed again. I've heard from God. God spoke to me. You should say, "God spoke to me in church about tithing," and I cannot argue with God again about this. No arguments. It is the way forward. Hallelujah. God bless you. Clap your hands. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word. We appreciate what you've done for us. We ask for your spirit. Lift your hand. Ask for the Holy Spirit. May you not be ignorant. May you love God. May you be spiritually minded. Yes. Yes. May you not backslide. Pray that, Lord, that you will not backslide. You will not operate as a backslidden Christian. That you will not be one who will serve God without affection. That you will not be an ignorant Christian. A lot of ignorant Christians around. They just speak their mind, not the knowledge of God. They speak what their mind tells them, not the knowledge of God. May you not be amongst those who speak their mind, but that you speak what God is speaking and what God is saying. That is somebody who is not ignorant. Matara mazuka tabala. Zento ribada barose kapara. Sipana balos. Zipana Baros, Sandaliba. Father, we thank you. Lift your hands and pray. Everybody praying. Everybody praying. Those of you watching, praying. Sakapataraba, Nezotanda, Zendo Padaso Katanuza Desa Debe. Jesus, Makataya, Nugasta, Durana, Durana, Durana. May you hear the voice of God tonight. The Lord is speaking to you. He has spoken. May you not harden your heart. May you hear Him. He puts forth His own. And He goeth before them. And the sheep do follow Him because they hear His voice. As you have heard His voice tonight, I pray that you will not harden your heart. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Everybody said amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this blessing. We thank you for your word. We ask that you guide us, you help us, make us lovers of your house, lovers of God who will give money, pay our tithes. Make us people who are not ignorant, people who hear your voice, who obey your word, and who know your word. May we not backslide. We come against the spirit that makes Christians backslide. We pray for our people. I pray for the people who are here and those who are watching and those who will hear this message after. Take them from the backslidden state and bring them to the place where they know you, they love you, they flow with you in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you, somebody watching. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, somebody who's listening. I'm praying for you, those of you who are here. May the Lord help you. May the Lord bring you out. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Everybody said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.